Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. You know this verse well. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, the Bible says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." It's an interesting verse in a number of aspects. One, the word weary has the idea of being spiritless, just totally wrung out, if you will. The Bible says, be not weary in bad doing. Is that what it says? It says in well doing, meaning you can be doing the right thing and still get weary doing it. In other words, you can be in ministry, or you can be being the right kind of parent, or you can be the right kind of mate, or whatever. You can do those things and get utterly weary in the process. But then he says, for in due season. Do you know what season that is? We really don't, do we? It's coming, and that's a promise of God's word. In due season, we shall reap. Not we might reap, we shall reap. If we faint not. If we'll just keep doing what is right. Isn't it much easier to do what's right when things are going right? I mean, that's the truth, right? If everything's going right, it's pretty easy to do what's right. It's when things are going wrong and you have to do what's right, contrary to what's happening, that it really becomes difficult to do. Tonight, we'd like to look at the characteristic of determination. Determination. Determination is purposing to accomplish God's goals in God's time, regardless of the opposition. Many times, I find myself accomplishing my goals in my time, and I get mad at the opposition, right? But this is not what determination is. It's purposing to accomplish what God wants, when God wants it, in His timing, regardless of what comes up against us. The opposite of determination is faint-heartedness. The dictionary defines determination as the quality of being resolute or firm in purpose. I think about the signers of the Declaration of Independence. We pledge our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. And most of them did. They gave it. But they were determined to have a country like we've been able to enjoy. Determination is learning to give whatever energy is necessary to complete a project. Learning to reduce a seemingly impossible task to achievable goals. How do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. Rejecting any distraction which will hinder the completion of a task. You ever have a distraction when you have something that needs to be done? Does your home contain projects that have started and have not yet finished? Ouch. I know it's like, just stop, give the invitation, let's go home, right? Do you allow distractions to hinder you in completion of assigned task? Have you ever made a vow that you've not fulfilled? Have you ever quit a job or a sports event because you thought you would not succeed? Do you have a life purpose for which you are making sacrifices to achieve? Do you have daily goals, carefully prepared under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, which you are determined to achieve? You've heard many stories about people who have accomplished great things. There once was a boy whose lifelong dream was to play quarterback for the New York Giants. He conditioned and trained all through high school and college. He was a fairly good quarterback. He reported to the Giants training camp and was quickly cut, told that his services were no longer needed. And it seemed like a lifelong desire and dream was lost, but not for him. He went home, took a tire and tied it to a rope, began to take a football and throw it through the tire. Then he would swing the tire and do the same over a period of days, months, months, and months. He was able to thread that football through the tire at 50 yards with near perfect accuracy. He returned the following year to another training camp with the Baltimore Colts, who've since moved to Indianapolis, to try out as a quarterback. This time, he was just a little bit successful. Some people consider him the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, Johnny Unitas. Do you know Michael Jordan was cut from his first basketball team? If these men can have this kind of determination for that which is fleeting, it's an incorruptible crown that will go quickly away. Should not we have determination to do that which God wants us to do? We find it all through the Bible and history that men and women who have been mightily used of God have been people who found the will of God for their lives and followed that will with great determination and dedication. They've had defeats, but they've overcome defeat with determination. George Washington was the first president of our nation. He is usually credited with leading the American Revolution that led to our independence from England. What people don't realize is that George Washington fought 9 major battles. Do you know how many of them he lost? 6 of them. 6 of the 9 major battles he lost. But he was a determined man. Kept coming back and finally won the war. So for us, here's the thought that I want us to see tonight. In order to accomplish God's best in your life, you will need determination at some point. Maybe right now your life's going pretty well and things are chugging along good and you don't really need a whole lot of determination because it's just going great. What happens when things aren't going great? We could talk a lot about Bible examples of determination. You could probably come up with a bunch of them. Noah, 120 years. Building an ark, according to Genesis 6. How many of you have ever been to the Ark Encounter? A few of you? Yeah. By the way, it is well worth going to. To me, it is worth the entire price of admission to stand under the ark and look up. It's like, oh. And it is incredible. I've often thought, where do you start with a project like that? I mean, I guess you start chopping down trees because you're going to need a few of them. You know, I mean, this would have been a massive, massive project. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. And he led multiple wicked kings in an example of godliness for 70 years. 70 years. Lion's den and all. Standing before a king and says, by the way, king, you have not glorified the God who holds your breath in his hand. That's pretty bold talking to a king that can chop your head off. How about David in 1 Samuel chapter 17? The determination. I love the little truths that God puts in his word. The Bible says that when David was facing Goliath, he ran towards him. Ran towards him. Eager for the fight. That's because David wasn't worried about the fight. He knew who was going to win the fight. God had that covered. But what about Nehemiah? When he arrived on the scene at Jerusalem, the Bible says that there was so much trash and junk in the street, his beast couldn't even walk. Yet he built the walls. Esther. The determination. We finished Esther just not too long ago. If I perish, I perish. What about the Apostle Paul? Paul had a reputation. Just about every town he went in, he visited the synagogue and the jail. Pretty consistently in those things. The truth is, we should never quit when God shows us what he wants us to do. This is what we want you to do. You just go after it. Do you have a tendency to quit? Whatever the task is God put before you, do you have a tendency to quit? We also can see the determination in the life of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 50. Would you turn there with me? It's a wonderful passage of Scripture. Just really could read a number of verses in this, but one verse really jumps out at us to show us the determination that our Lord had. Isaiah chapter number 50. Verse 5 says, "The Lord God hath opened mine ear. I was not rebellious, neither turned away my back. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spring and spitting." I'm sorry. "For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed." What an incredible thing. And this was not something that he was determined to do that was quote unquote glorious. He was going to the cross. Of course, this is a messianic prophecy about our Lord. There was opposition to what he wanted to do, but he was determined not to turn back. He expected there to be protection and help from God, and there was. What a glorious redemption he purchased for us because of that determination. Medical doctors and others have written articles about the fact that any lesser man would have died any point along the route. Died in the Garden of Gethsemane. Died under the bearing of the cross. Died in the beatings. But he needed to get to the cross as a fulfillment of Scripture. We see his determination in Gethsemane in Luke chapter 22 and verses 42 and through 44. The Bible says, he repeatedly says, "Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not what I want, God, what you want. Your will be done." We see his determination as he approached Calvary. Let's look at these verses. John chapter 12. Just some incredible verses as we hear about our Lord. John chapter number 12. We'll begin there and just look at a couple of passages here. John chapter 12, verse 23. Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour." Look at chapter 18 of John. Jesus was saying, "Look, this is the whole reason I came. I'm not going to shrink back now." John 18, verses 10 and 11. "Then Simon Peter, having his sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear." The servant's name was Malchus. "Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" Look at chapter 19, verses 10 and 11. Chapter 19, verses 10 and 11. "Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?" Oh, Pilate had no clue who he was standing before. Jesus answered, "Thou couldest have no power at all except against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin." In other words, Jesus was saying, "Pilate, you have no authority over this. This was determined before the foundation of the world. I'm going to accomplish what God wants me to do." We see his determination in the preservation and the advancement of the church. He gave this promise in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. What did he say? I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That means it doesn't matter what happens around the world and the places that are filled with persecution and all the stuff that's going on. God has promised that he will build his church. I don't know about you, but it blows my mind that Derek Thomas can go into a country that's had closed doors for years and years and years and make a connection with someone, and that person say, oh, I have a whole network of pastors. And twice now, they've had over 70 pastors come in for training out of village churches. And in a communist-oppressed country, how is that possible? I want to tell you how it's possible. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. God promised it. Are they under difficulty? We probably can't even imagine. We probably have no clue what these men have been through. But it is impossible for him, Satan, to win. Well, that's great, isn't it? Wow, what a truth that is. We see his determination in our own lives. Notice some of the verses of Scripture that God gives to us. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you might complete it. No. He will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I give unto them eternal life, John 10 tells us, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Again, what wonderful truth. It's impossible for us to lose our salvation. We see his determination in his return. John 14, we've read this a number of times over the last few weeks in various settings. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Pastor picked a wonderful song, The Promises of God. How we stake our lives on those promises. How we function really every day, whether consciously or subconsciously, to those promises that God has given us in his word. Why is it that we can be confident that the Youngs are doing what they're supposed to be doing? Because we can stake that on the word of God. Why is it that we can look at a variety of today? I don't know how many missionary prayer letters I read today. I probably read 4 or 5 or 6. We didn't get to them all tonight. I got a stack on my desk. It's amazing what God's doing. In places where he shouldn't be working. We got a prayer letter from Mike and Hockey Adams. Seeing people saved. God working a miracle with their visa. They left the country on the day that his visa expired. When they came back in the country the next day, the guy just stamped it and let them in. I mean, God's working. And we get to be a part of that, even just through our giving and our praying. What a blessing that is. What a Savior we serve. What an example of determination to accomplish what he is going to do. If God can complete his work in your life, couldn't you do your part? We could do what God wants us to do and trust God to do what he's going to do through us. So do you finish your projects? Do you pray before you make commitments? What sacrifices are you making to accomplish God's will in your life? Can you determine to have determination? You know, God never uses quitters. No defeat is ever final unless you quit. You'll have setbacks in life. There'll be times when you fail, if you will. Sometimes the big test. There'll be times that people will disappoint and disillusion you. There'll be times when you know that you're grieved You know that the Lord is grieved that you've come up short. The Bible says, Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth again. The truth is, I would love to tell you that I had this incredible backbone and character in me when I joined the Marine Corps. I'd love to tell you that I just determined when I was in boot camp that I wasn't going to quit. Believe me, there were a number of times when quitting was a very good option compared to what we were going through. But you know, one of the things that drove me through boot camp was my entire life, my dad had told me, son, we don't quit. We don't quit. And if you start something, you finish it. And the truth is, I'd like to tell you there was all these lofty goals and I couldn't wait to put on dress blues and all that kind of stuff. The fact is, there were times that I didn't quit in boot camp because I didn't want to come home and face my dad. How much greater is it that we not face a heavenly Father that we've quit on? That he gave us a task and we walked away from it when we knew that's what he wanted us to do. Think of missionaries who have left the field after years and years and years of ministry with no fruit. Yet after they left, hundreds of people, thousands of people were saved. Lord willing, Sunday morning, I'm going to use the story of missionary John Patton. You've never heard the missionary of John Patton. Phenomenal story, New Hebrides Islands. Did you know the first two missionaries that ever went to the New Hebrides Islands was eaten on contact? As soon as they hit the island, they were killed and eaten. An article says, it was rather hard to get volunteers after that. You think? I would think so too. But John Patton went. I'll tell you the rest of the story Sunday morning. So for you, we got to go. But let me just ask you some thought-provoking questions. When is the hardest time to be determined for you? When's the hardest time to be determined? Probably the hardest time for us to be determined is when we need to be determined. Right? I mean, that sounds repetitive, but that's it. It's not very hard to be, I mean, you know, if you put a hamburger in front of me, it's not very hard to be determined to eat it. That's pretty easy. The spinach salad I ate for lunch, that takes determination. That's what it is, right? Why is it easy to justify our lack of determination? And how could a lack of determination impact our lives? You think about all the ramifications. How can a lack of determination impact all kinds of phases in our life? You know, the truth is, I know some people who regularly quit at whatever they try to accomplish. It doesn't matter. They just quit. That is a really bad habit to get into. Stick with it. I have kind of a notorious habit in our family that once we start something, we finish it. And most of the time, that's a good thing, but it has really been bad on a number of occasions. I remember this one time, and we got to go, but I'll tell you this story quickly. If my kids were here, they would all tell you what I'm about to tell you right now. They would simply say, the nun story. That's what they would tell you, the nun story. We got this movie that we wanted to watch, and it was Academy acclaimed. It was 1940-something, so it was an old black and white. You know, didn't have to worry about anything dirty in it or whatever. And we're like, we're going to have a movie night with our kids, right? The movie was like 2.5 hours, something like that, at least. Yeah. It was the dumbest movie we have ever watched in our life. Literally, these nuns go to this old worn-out monastery, and they eventually reopen the monastery, and the one lady that's supposed to be the chief lady and all of it, ultimately she commits suicide, and the movie ends. I mean, you're like, what was the plot? I don't know. There was no plot. How did it win any award? I don't know. How did they even still have the thing? I don't know. But we watched it to the end. Amen. Right? My kids did not think that was a good thing at the point, right? But we do need determination. Most of the time, it's a really good thing for us to do. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that you were determined to complete the task that you were given here on earth. What a blessing that is. We love you. In your name we pray.